And Torah Kedoshah tells us in Parsha Shmini, V'dab Hashem HaMosh V'al Aaron Lemur Alehem Daber B'day Yisrael Zoyz Achaya. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are instructed to speak and teach Klal Yisrael the halachos of kashrus. And the Kedushas Levi asks a question, why was it necessary for the pasuk to say the extra words for Lehem? The Torah already says that Moshe Rabbeinu said what he was told to say, what he was supposed to say, he was supposed to say to Klal Yisrael. What does it say, Lehmer Lehem? So the Kedushas Levi explains the Rashi, going back to where Moshe Rabbeinu was put into the river, and Basya, the daughter of Paro, discovers him, and Miriam, his sister, Moshe Rabbeinu's sister, tells Basya, should I find a Jewish woman who would nurse this child? And Rashi explains, Shechzirta Mitzriyas Habe, because Basya tried to bring Moshe to many Egyptian women, Linek, to nurse Vlayonik. Lefisha Osla Dabin Meshchina, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu therefore did not want to nurse from somebody who was not eating kosher food. The mouth that's going to speak to the Shechina, the mouth that's going to be a Navi, cannot be a mouth that ate non-kosher food. Why? Because when somebody, the diet that we have, a kosher diet versus a non-kosher diet, it's not just what we eat. There's a tremendous influence based on what we eat and who we become, explains the Ramban. And therefore, a person who's going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be a person that could, that is fed and has the influence of that kosher diet. Somebody who ate non-kosher food cannot be a person that will ultimately speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the pasuk means, he says, when the Torah says, Lema Aleihem. Lema Aleihem. These are people that are going to be able to be lamer. They're going to be able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. People who are able to speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be people that ate non-kosher food. And in fact, the Medrash on this pasuk says, of Shim ben Yechoi pasuk, Amad v'yemoded aretz, Mada HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol umayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at all of the nations of the world. V'lo matzo umayis ha'isa royal kabos ha'tayrah. There was nobody that could receive the Torah el adar ha'midbar. And the Satmar Rebbe and the Seif Kedushas Yoel asked the question, a very important lesson, that only Klal Yisrael, not only Klal Yisrael, but only that generation were the people that were able to receive the Torah. But what does that have to do with kosher food? So he quotes the famous Medrash, that the Medrash says that there were two patients that came to the doctor. And one patient the doctor gave a very strict diet to, and the other patient the doctor said you can eat whatever you want. The reason was because the patient that the doctor saw hope that he will get better, he says part of the way you will get better will be depending on what you eat. Whereas the patient there was no hope for, he says, eat what you want. There's nothing I could do for you. Klal Yisrael have the potential of becoming great, as we just explained. Klal Yisrael, the people who are receiving the Torah. Somebody who's going to be receiving the Torah has to have a diet that could be the diet that a patient, that a person could be a mouth that could receive the Torah, and could learn Torah. Macholos asuris are metantem es alev. Macholos asurim cause a spiritual hardening of our neshama. And therefore, we can only eat kosher food. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that even a Jewish child should avoid, that's the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeyusim and Pei Aleph of Zion, should avoid nursing from a non-Jewish woman. The reason they should avoid nursing from a non-Jewish woman is because the effect, the influence of the non-kosher food that that woman eats, which she's allowed to eat, she's not Jewish, will have a negative effect on that Jewish child that nurses that milk. And that's why he explains that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we know that the Mitzrayim gave Klal Yisrael so much that they took the clothing and they took the gold and the silver. But the Pasuk says, V'gam tzeda lo yoslehem. They didn't take any food. They had to eat the matzahs. Because as much as they could take from the Mitzrayim, food was not something they could take from the Mitzrayim. Because if they would take that food, it would cause timtum alev. And therefore, only people who don't have that timtum alev, they are the people who could receive the Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch, that's what the Pasuk says. Amad v'dmaidat aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the people of that time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Umas HaOlam are not keeping the Torah, they're not going to receive the Torah. If they're not going to keep the Torah, they're not going to receive the Torah, they could eat whatever they want. It doesn't make a difference. But Klal Yisrael, that generation, who's going to receive the Torah, what they're eating is critical. And it's most interesting, Rabbi Yerucham, the Mirror Mashgiach, says that he was once in Vilna, and he was paying attention next to the University of Vilna, how there were students who were very intelligent and attended the most difficult classes, but their behavior wasn't of a very refined fashion. He says, because if you're not, when you're learning, studying, living, not in the world of Torah, you're studying a subject, it's important, you're smart, you're intelligent, you're an accomplished person, but it's not Torah. When it comes to Torah, as the Mishnah teaches us in Pirkei Avos, Em Ein Derech Eretz and Torah. Torah, says the Rebbeinu Yonah, says the Torah, one cannot succeed in learning Torah unless he's an individual who is refined in his Derech Eretz. It's not, because Torah is not just an outside subject that one is an expert in. Torah is our lifeline. And he says that there's a medrash. The medrash says that Levi Bar Sisi was sent by Rebbe to be a dayan in a certain city. When he came to that city and he was asked certain questions, he was put in a position of prominence, he was asked questions and he wasn't able to answer. Just because of embarrassment, he ran away. He comes back to Rebbe, and he tells Rebbe the entire episode, what happened. And now Rebbe asked him those very same questions that he wasn't able to answer, and he was able to answer them perfectly. So the question was, why weren't he able to answer them? And the answer is that when he came to that city, he was put up on a pedestal, he was given much covet, and that brought him to gaiva, to being a little arrogant. Torah, you can know the answer, but you can't be a Talmud Chacham, you can't do what you have to do when you're not perfect in your midos as well. And that, therefore, when he was having that hint of arrogance, he forgot his learning. And that's the same with the food that we eat. A person who eats food that is not going to give him kedusha, and that means the kind of food we eat, and not just the kind of food we eat, but the way we eat, the where we eat. All of that has a profound influence on whom we are. And therefore, he goes on to explain that we find that terrible Rishayim were able to do the most horrible things. They were able to go into the Kachay Kachim and defile the Kachay Kachim, and nothing happened to them. Yet the Torah is so strict when the Klal Yisrael, even Aaron and his children, enter the Kodesh Kedoshim, how careful they must be, and if they are not perfectly careful, they cannot survive in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Where there is Kedusha, there is a certain level of expectation, and there's a certain type of behavior that is required. In a world where there is no Kedusha, then you could eat whatever you want. In a world where there's no Kedusha, even if you do something which is terrible, it doesn't make a difference because you don't make a difference. And that's why he quotes, the Pasuk says, V'leisaki eretz eschem, mashal b'melch shechilu davar maaseh. A prince was given to eat something which was repulsive. Shein oimed b'meyav, It can't remain in his system. Elamikir, he will expel it. Kachetz Yisrael Eidim Kayemes Oire Aveiro. People who are great people, like Klal Yisrael, in a great place like Eretz Yisrael, are expected to be of a certain level. And if not, it cannot survive. Anyone else can't survive because there's no level of expectation. And that's why the halachas of kashrus only apply to Klal Yisrael, not to anyone else. Hello?